brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. I might just keep him the whole rest of the hour if he can do it. I got a bunch of news I want to throw at him. He's a talk show host in his own right. Very interesting, very smart fellow. We got loaded phones. After I take five or six that have been on hold, then it can be some questions for him on nutrition and his research. I got a bunch of points he wants to get to that I haven't even covered yet because I said, hey, what are some of the things that are hottest on your radar? We'll get to that. But I get back to this whole thing of the scurvy. It's like the limes. For hundreds of years, the British scientists knew that's why their soldiers could be 8,000 miles from home, pull up to another ship from Spain or France, and kick their hind in, because usually the other sailors and soldiers, the Marines, the Dragoons, couldn't even get up off the deck. I've read these naval histories. They're so interesting. And it was the British secret weapon. And the other governments just stayed in their ways and laughed at them. They weren't asking why are their people fresh thousands of miles away from home and not dying like ours from disease? It's amazing. Well, we'll get to it later. It just blows me away, Doc.
Well, food's been used as a weapon for a long time. Troops have always been fed much better than the general population. When you're controlling the population with a small number of people, you want them to be the strongest and you want them to be the most loyal. They're loyal to them because you feed them. We're kind of running like that in America right now with so many people on food supply by the government. I mean, free food by the government. When the government's responsible for the food you eat, the water you drink, the school you go to, your home loan, your car loan, your job, nobody questions the government too much. Otherwise, you don't eat and drink.
Wow. Wow. We'll get back into that after calls. Very powerful point. Daniel in New York, listening on WASB, 1590 AM. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. A minor correction. It's actually WRSB 1310 out of
Canada. I knew it was WRSB. I don't know why it said when I read that, I thought it looked wrong. But hey, we got to get things wrong here. It's important we do that.
Anyway, I've listened to you since something like 1998. The Lyndon LaRouche organization first woke me up to the eugenics agenda in late 77.
Hey, wait a minute. I know why we got it wrong, because there's another station that carries this, the sister station.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Well, we really didn't get it wrong then. But anyways, I apologize. Go ahead and make your point.
Right, but I can't get the station out of Brockport. It's too far away.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, I've got 3 points. The first point is fast and furious. We can't stop at the demonization of the Second Amendment being the cause for it, because if you look at it a little further, the real reason is, I think, so that the Mexican drug cartels can take over chunks of the southwestern border states. If the guns are coming in and being used to take certain areas of Arizona, New Mexico, and such over, it's really constitutionally defined treason, which is a very rare bird. Now, to prove it, what people need to do is to connect the guns at the locations where they have taken over in the border states. I think we might look at a much larger scandal than simply demonizing the Second Amendment.
No, it's about destabilization of the entire region. We'll get Corey's take on that after the break, but what's your other points?
Another point is Paul Joseph Watson, who's been having all sorts of ailments and such from dealing with the British medical establishment and their ineffective ways. Now,
I'm trying to get him on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but go ahead. Yeah,
but if you hook him up to your health experts, and perhaps...
I know, that's something I've overlooked. Well, he's over in England. Right. No, listen, Watson's not sickly. He exercises all the time. He got a chest cold, and for over a month couldn't get in to see the health service. Then he wanted to go to a specialist because they tried to give him some Tylenol, basically, and they wouldn't even let him go see a regular doctor. So the point is, you can't get to see the doctor in England because it's socialist, eugenicist, murder care. So I don't want the idea that Watson's like this snot-nosed, you know, person who's in bad shape. He got a bad cold and can't even find out what it is because there's no health care in England.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he is a talk show host in his own right, and he's also a dentist, and he has several other degrees in biology and other areas, and he is one of the top nutritional formulators in the country. When I say that, you can check him out. Dr. Corey Gold joins us via video Skype, and I've just invited him to stay the whole rest of the hour to cover other news items and take your phone calls, but there's also some other points I want to get to with him on Codex Alimentarius and the Food and Drug Administration trying to block people even getting vitamin C now. People didn't believe that could happen. Europe is now starting this up. This is really going on. Who would have thought, I'm going to go back to calls, but let me ask you this, Corey. Who would have thought that they'd be shutting down most of the public land, 80%+ of the land is public out west where you live, and shutting down parts of national parks and saying, no vehicles, no humans, no pets, no kites, no fishing, no horse riding, and they're shutting down all these big famous national parks, shutting down part of it to human access, saying no cars. This is all Agenda 21. On top of that, UN seeks new powers to remake world at Rio Sustainability Summit. Here is another one where they're using spy satellites in the U.S. and Europe to spy on people. New Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. I mean, all of this is going on, Doc. What do you make of the fact that, you know, we had this Forbes writer last week call for marking people that are climate change skeptics and where we live and then burning our houses down or taking our property from us? There's such open authoritarians. Our NPR doing a report on Nazis and Hitler and then including Breitbart in it and saying he's a bad journalist like them. I mean, just I don't know if you heard that, but it was bizarre.
Well, there's so many topics in there. Back to Fast and Furious, where the last caller was for a second. Think about this. If I was to give a gun to somebody knowing they were going to use it in a crime, I would go to jail for aiding and abetting a murder. And our government gave hundreds, if not thousands, of weapons to people who they knew would kill other people with no way of tracking it all, and that's all for our safety. If you and I were to do the exact same thing, even with good intentions, we'd all go to jail. And yet, I don't hear it in the news anymore. We have our U.S. government taking tax dollars, buying semiotic weapons, giving them to gangsters and criminals, even killing Americans with those weapons, and somehow, you know, the head of the Justice Department still unseated. I can't even imagine that this would go on. If you or I just gave one gun to somebody knowing you'd go to a murder, we'd go to jail. But if the government does it, it's considered to be a good thought. In California here, there is entire central California, you know, the breadbasket of the United States, where they grow so much fruits and vegetables. And they've been shutting the water off to farmers, meaning that people are losing their jobs, people are losing their farms. They're having to get crops from other places because there's a non-native fish that's in the aqueduct, and it might get hurt by the turbines.
And again, think of the precedent. This has been going on a decade now, Klamath Falls and Southern Oregon, all of it. Huge lakes full of water, huge aquifers, shut them off for a sucker fish that isn't even from there. That is a new – so they'll claim something's invasive and take property, or that it isn't invasive. It's just amazing. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, literally, there's ranches. I mean, we used to get these wonderful fruits and vegetables right from the Central Valley, and now people are losing their farms because they can't get water, and the water's there, but they decided to prioritize a non-native fish versus the people who live there and have lived there for generations and decades, and all the people who gain livelihood. There's 20% unemployment in that area because people used to have jobs based upon the farms. Those farms are gone. We still need to eat food, so now we're going to get food from someplace else, and it has to be trucked in and boated in and airplaned in. Like, that's somehow better to take food from South America that takes all this pollution to get here. It doesn't even have
No, that's the thing. That's why I go crazy. In the name of sustainability, they're harassing backyard gardens, front yard gardens, Amish, Big Agra writes the rules. It's not. It's to shut everybody down. And folks, it's beautiful farmland all over California. The people can't get water for grapes now. They can't. It's killing everything, and government doesn't care if 50,000 people come out and protest in a small town from all the other towns. They don't care. It's about a raw exercise of power. California knew when they passed a 20%+ yearly carbon tax, it would just make people leave the state. They don't care because the globalists have said they want a post-industrial world. They want to shut things down. They're diabolical. Your take, Dr. Gold, on Agenda 21.
Well, you have to wonder where it's all heading. You know, I love it here in California. I live in California. I happen to, you know, it's a beautiful place. My family's from here. And yet, we're getting most of our, you know, oil and other things from other parts of the world. Like, somehow it's not polluting when they get it from the Middle East. Somehow it's not dangerous when they bring it forward in these ships to the United States because, gosh forbid, we drill it here. They're closing down factories here in the United States because of pollution standards, and we're still buying that same product, but it's made in China where the pollution standards don't even exist. So three times the pollution created to get the same product here, but – and then
it's because the globalists are all invested in China and Mexico. It's simple. They shut down their competition to increase their overall bottom line. Things implode here. They come back with our money, China, our biggest creditor, and buy everything up. It's a very simple equation. What do you make of the Detroit News reporting GM to build the new Cadillacs in China, and our bailout money went to build the new factory?
I'm not really surprised, that we're moving manufacturing capacity off out of the United States. That used to be what made America so powerful. We were the economic engine of the world because we manufactured the best of the best. And after World War II, after Germany and Japan had been, pretty much flattened, America had the industrial capacity. We've voluntarily laid down our industrial capacity. Now we have to import even things like steel. We used to own the steel industry. Now we have to import steel and ask people to send us steel. We are now weak because of that, because we depend upon other countries for what we used to do ourselves.
Well, they spin it, too. They're also building the vault there, and they say, oh, that will protect the technology. No, it won't. They'll have the factories and build one right next to it. And again, it's nothing wrong with the Chinese people to do well. The Chinese communist government made a deal with the globalists to team up and bring in this new world order. And that's the truth. The globalists are allied with China. I'm not fans of what Russia does. But notice now China just came out and is backing attacks on Syria. Let me raise that point. What do you make of al-Qaeda being in the news, openly working for the West, attacking Muammar Gaddafi and now attacking the people in Syria? I mean, that really adds a lot of credence to what I've been pointing out about this being synthetic manufactured terror, Doc.
Well, the Mujahideen used to be our friends when they were fighting the Russians in Afghanistan. I mean, those are the people we supplied with arms to defeat the Russians. Now they're the people basically fighting the Americans in Afghanistan. So it's you have to kind of look at what uniforms they have on. Those are the people we were rooting for when it was the bad Russians over there. Now that's the Americans over there. And I'm not upset at the American troops. I mean, they go where they're told to go. The average person enlisting, they want to do the right thing for America. They go where they're told to go. And God bless them. But the people sending them there, they're now being attacked by the same Mujahideen people that used to be our friends.
No, so, it's absolutely ridiculous. The point is, this whole war on terror is a hoax and is being used to take our freedoms. Phil in New Jersey, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Ival and others. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm not sure if it was Friday's episode with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We were talking about ammunition and
He did a superlative. I listened to it. I'm like, man, this guy ought to just give him my show. Does a better job than I do. Mike sat in yesterday and did a great job on the Sunday show.
Okay, well, not to discredit him. He did a great job. I just wanted to kind of bring to light that there are some agencies here in the United States that do use the hollow points called the hydroshock rounds. And as a matter of fact, you have to train on those and qualify on those rounds in order to go downrange and work for certain agencies.
No, I know. I know that a lot of agencies have hollow points. My point is the government's buying armored pill boxes, hundreds of millions of rounds of ammo, agencies that have never been armed before buying shotguns. They're having the Department of Education, SWAT team people. I saw an article yesterday where they're having debtors' prisons now. I mean, that's illegal. Your take on that, Dr. Gold, the federal government arming against the American people.
Well, a posse comitatus, you're not supposed to be doing that, but it seems like now there's all these cooperation drills. I remember when it was brought in wasn't the Olympics, it was Super Bowl, that the Army would be involved with security now and the Super Bowl and other things. It's slowly dripping upon us now that the Army in the United States is a normal thing and they're here to help us.
Caller, what else do you want to point out about the issue of the government arming up against us?
Well, it's kind of funny you segue into that. I work for a company and who will remain anonymous that we just got word that ammunition is going to rise between 15% and 20%, and we're only allowed to get quotes up to 2 weeks out.
That means that they think they're not going to be able to handle the supply in the future.
Well, it's not so much the supply, but where's the supply going? So it whenever you. Like for somebody like myself, if I want to go online and purchase ammo as a private purchase, the ammo is getting redistributed somewhere else. So just the price of it's going up 15-20%. And I bought a bunch of ammo back in January, and when I went back 3 weeks later, the price for the purchase that I would have done would have gone up 20 rounds per box of what I purchased back 3 weeks prior to that. So now the distributors are giving us information back saying we'll only keep these quotes for 2 weeks, so you need to make a purchase.
Yeah, it's amazing. The gun bubble is huge. And let's talk about that when we come back with Dr. Corey Gold straight ahead. And I'm drinking my Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Available discount. You can get free shipping with the auto ship orders that qualify and get discounts as a distributor. InfoWarsTeam.com. And the number's right there on the site. All the vitamins and minerals that I'm using, that I've studied, that I believe are the best, available at InfoWarsTeam.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Phone calls here. Thank you for joining us. I want to intersperse a lot of news. with talk show host and also Dr. Corey Gold, nutritionist expert, joining us here today. But look at this headline at Infowars.com. Professor depicts blood-dripping knife machine gun while talking population control. Incredible article on eugenicists at Infowars.com. Ron Paul slams internet control bill CISPA by Steve Watson. We ought to add my video from last week to that. It was a powerful video, but didn't get any views. Also, lawyer slams TSA counter-terror bus program and points out it's illegal in Houston to have the feds there randomly searching bags on buses and at bus stops. Whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment? Continuing, new Big Brother satellite to hunt down carbon criminals. Already mentioned that. Kurt Nemo showed me an article about satellites. This is out of space.com and Yahoo News. Huge mysterious satellite, silent satellite spotted by another spacecraft. It's the size of a school bus, just mysteriously floating around. Well, the EU is launching lots of new spy satellites to the general public. Just all part of them using our money to enslave us. As Kurt Nemo said when he handed me the article, he said, well, that's money well spent, more just taxpayer money by the control freaks. But getting into this gun bubble, a lot of big brokerage firms are involved in it now. We're seeing 5 million guns sold a month. The previous record was like 2 million. You're seeing people say they don't trust the government. That's a pretty big no-confidence vote on the government, Corey. What's your take on it?
If the polls look like Obama's going to win again, you're going to watch it accelerate and accelerate and accelerate. People really think in the second administration, he's going to really cut down on the access to guns. Watch what happens with this whole Trayvon Martin situation. They're going to use that as part of that as well.
Expand on where you see all this going.
Well, I can see it such that they want to have the public having less access to guns. I mean, if you listen to Hillary Clinton, she wants less access to guns. You listen to most people, the gun is the evil part. You know, they can have all the guns in the world. You know, they have all the gun laws in the world in Mexico. It's not the good people that are hurting people. Occasionally, a good person will do something silly with a gun because they're not trained or they get scared. That's the minority of the situations. Bad people will find guns if they want to find guns. So taking guns away does not really help the average person. Look what happened in Nazi Germany. One of the very first things they did was disarm the public. There's a couple things that we have in America right now. One is that the more and more the middle class disappears, the less power is in the hands of the average person, because the people with less economics are dependent upon the government for food, dependent on the government for housing, dependent on the government for education, dependent on the government for medical care, dependent on the government for most everything.
And the elites use them as weapons against the middle class.
Right. It's a class warfare situation. The middle class in America used to have extra income and extra money so they could support good candidates, they could support good causes, they could take time to protest things they didn't like in society. With less and less people having disposable income and time, and we're also told to turn away from those items because they're too big for us. They used to be local items. Now everything's a national item, so it's so far away from you that you really can't deal with it. And now we have all these distractions between sports and TV and other things that people are told it's just too big a problem.
We're being disenfranchised, deindustrialized, kicked off the land. It is a strategic globalist takeover program of dependence.
And when people do protest, like let's say use the Tea Party, for example, they're told they're racist. They're told they're backwards. They're told they're, you know, Bible hugging individuals. They're narrow minded. They want, you know, bad things to happen to other groups of people. So when people do get together, just simply to say we don't like the direction the government's going, they're demonized. They're called names. They're told that they're stupid and backwards. And people who say that population control is good, that one-child policies are good, that people, you know, shouldn't drive cars are good, that we are killing the world, that's a, you know, you should – look what they're teaching our children today. That's considered to be elite. In fact, I think they're trying to take, you know, God out of everything because government's becoming God.
I think you've hit the core of it. That is what the New World Order is. We have a clip in Jason Burmese's film, Invisible Empire. We're on C-SPAN. They're having a globalist meeting, and they say the New World Order is, the definition is the state is God. More phone calls coming up after this quick break. We'll also get into some other health news for the Dr. Gold has been covering as of late, and also federal agents raid flea market. They're shutting them down all over the country, not allowed to have that in prison America. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I mentioned this in the middle of the last hour, and I thought I'd briefly go over it and then into some other health news and the rest of your phone calls. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. This is out of the Washington Post, January 28, 2009. Almost half of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup contained mercury. You can also find it with lead, which was also found in nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverage products with high fructose corn syrup in the first or second highest labeled ingredient, according to two new U.S. studies. And it goes into the fact that it was very high levels of mercury. Folks, this absolutely... continuing here, HFCSs has replaced sugar as the sweetener in many beverages. Folks, when Mike Adams has done this here on air, you can go to the baby store and get major brands, all the major brands of formula. Oh, it's formula. It's high tech. And it'll be 45% high fructose corn syrup, and then another 10% sugar, and then some. I mean, some of them are over 70% sugar. Deadly, toxic, sugar's bad enough, with processed sugar, with mercury, with lead, which is in the, I mean, folks, you might as well just throw the child off a 10-story building. I'm not saying literally do that, by the way. People are actually on all these heavy metals, they'll believe it. We say it's like the public are zombies. They are. And you look at neurological disorders, straight up. Cancer, straight up. Diabetes, straight up. Organ failure. I mean, this is huge. And that's why then, years ago, I tried different vitamins and stuff at the regular store. It's all crud, just goes right through you. Then I finally found Dr. Wallach, who'd been a veterinarian and then also had some other medical degrees. And the point is, he was saying everything I knew from the large animal vet I worked for, Jess Adkins in Freestone County, East Texas. Because, I got in trouble in high school and they sent me down there for much of a year. And boy, do those guys work hard. But the point is that he was a large animal vet, still works. Great vet, by the way, if you can get him to come see, he's so busy. And it was all about minerals. And he'd come out and check a herd and do this, a cow, sheep, and he'd say, you need to give them this mineral and this feed. He'd look at them, oh, they need this. And he was just, everybody loved him because he was, well, top of his class in A&M, but also he was, the real deal. And it was all about, and of course, up north, I later researched, the cows freeze to death if they haven't gotten the proper minerals. I mean, real veterinary science, especially on an industrial level, is all about this. The system sees us as animals and is taking what we need. Minerals, when you get the full spectrum of the trace elements, that's what the studies are showing, they help pull the toxins out. Do you understand that? It's not just that you need these for your body. They pull the other stuff and they fill up the glands. They fill up the biological space where the toxins would go. So you need these in the receptors. It's very simple. It's like the thyroid in layman's terms. When there's different radioactive isotopes, like the radioactive iodines, that first hit you in fallout, it will actually not just make you get sick. If you get too much, it'll die inside your body and you die. Your thyroid just rots. So you take the good potassium iodine, it fills it and blocks it. Now, this is in layman's terms. We've got a master formulator, chemist, a biology, a dentist, Dr. Corey Gold on. But am I saying this correctly from my layman research?
Yeah, I think you've hit it pretty well close. You talk about animals. People spend a lot of money. Animals are worth something. Cows are worth something. Chickens are worth something. Livestock's worth something. So they feed them exactly the right kind of nutrition that's designed to either create more beef or create more fat or create a larger cow or decrease whatever they're trying to decrease to keep them healthy, because sick animals can't be sold. Sick animals don't reproduce. Sick animals don't give off milk, and they can't use them. So they take a lot of care in feeding them well. They don't take that care in feeding you. They don't. And if we actually ate like they fed the animals on farms, we'd be much healthier. 50 years ago, they understood that amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and omega oils were important to these animals. They reproduced better. They had better livelihood. They produced more milk. They resisted. They could live in the colder weather. They had, greater ability to live off smaller amounts of food. They grew faster. They have less diseases, less genetic mutations. So they fed them right. They don't care about us as much. So they let us eat garbage. They'll give us high fructose corn syrups. They'll give us, all kind of things, MSG in our food. They'll give us all kind of brand names of these different kind of artificial sweeteners. They'll give us all these sodas that are full of syrups and different things.
Absolutely.
Cans.
Exactly. By the way, I didn't just, when I relearned all this information, because I'd always known it, just hadn't paid attention, I went and did research. It turns out in industrial veterinary medicine, this is just common knowledge.
Everybody.
So really what Dr. Wallach has come up with is just a way to formulate what we're missing. It's just like limes for the sailors so they don't get scurvy. But if people don't have that basic knowledge, it's destroying them. And I know Dr. Wallach talks about a lot of the public basically has scurvy nowadays of one form or another.
Well, a lot of people have mineral deficiencies. deficiencies. A lot of people have vitamin deficiencies. You know, they're getting a lot of calories. So people are very conscious of calories, but calories and nutrition are not tied together anymore. It used to be a high calorie diet was a high nutrition diet. Today it's totally opposite. So, I mean, if you look at it today, the average parent doesn't know where to turn to give their kids the vitamins, amino acids, minerals, and omega oils. They don't even know they're not even in the foods they're eating. They're eating food that's devoid of minerals. So they may even go down to a store and try to pick an apple or an orange, and it looks orange and it looks red, but it doesn't have the nutrition in it. It maybe took 2 weeks to get from the farm to the market because we had to get it from Chile and it had to go on a boat. And by the time it gets here, it's under a red light, so it looks tasty for you. By the time you get it home, it doesn't really have much in it.
And by the way, from what I've read, if they're giving them the chemical fertilizers, in many cases, it makes it grow, but it doesn't actually contain the material. And of course, that's the issue, is the played out soils. And I had my mic on. I was telling the guys, go ahead and get another shot of it, because while you're talking, I'm showing people articles. Again, here's the Washington Post. Study finds high fructose corn syrup contains mercury. And you read the article, high levels in it. High levels. High levels. And again, it goes on and on and on. They know full well. Explain to people why high fructose corn syrup, it's in tens of thousands of products conservatively, why it has mercury in it?
Well, it's a process they use to make it. It's the industrial manufacturing process. You could just say they don't want it in there, but it's a byproduct of the manufacturing. So you have it left over. They try to remove a good portion, if not as much as they can, out of it, but you still have a lot left over. And for some reason, the government says the process is safe and that the end process is okay for people to use. And when you grab a can of soda out of the big machine, not only are you getting the carbonation, which is bad for your bones, but you're getting the high fructose corn syrup, which inhibits your body's use of calcium and zinc and phosphorus that your body needs to rid itself of heavy metals and to have strong bones and to resist osteoporosis. So if anybody tells you that, nobody's out there telling you that drinking sodas is good for you. So, I mean, even the medical association is not telling you that drinking soda is good for you, but it's just they don't tell you how bad it is for you.
Well, you know, whenever I was in high school, my senior year, I was lifting weights and jogging. I was in pretty good shape, but I would drink twice a day. They had Coke machines. I would, during the 5-minute break, I'd grab one, guzzle it down, and go into class. And somebody said, hey, if you quit drinking those, you'll lose weight, because I was about 20 pounds overweight. Within a month of going off Coca-Cola. By the way, I had a Coca-Cola last night. I have one about twice a year. They taste great. The point is that I lost like 20 pounds. Boom. But that's not the issue. Dentists tell you don't drink them because they eat your teeth, not just the sugar, but the other chemicals in it.
I don't think there's anybody out there telling you drinking a soda is good for you. They may say, hey, listen, have one now and then. And I'm the same way. I had a soda with my daughter yesterday. It was good. It tasted good. You can do naughty things every once in a while. But if you do it all the time, it's not good for you. And what people are doing nowadays is like, hey, let's go eat healthy. Let's go to that health food store and eat there once every few months because it's good for us. And they eat at the other store all the time. It's the opposite. You know, you're having a soda once in a while, great, treat yourself. You know, that's fun. But if you're not getting the vitamins, the amino acids, the minerals, the omega oils, those 90 essential nutrients, your body can't function. Because if your body has that stuff, when occasionally you go the wrong way and you have that fun food, it clears it out. It says, okay, you went the wrong way. If somebody drinks too much once in a while, the person feels bad for a day. So we do know that when you put the wrong things in your body feels sick. Anybody who doesn't drink very often, if they drink too much, they know their body feels really rotten the next day. Your body has to clear all those toxins and poisons out. But your body can do it if it's only once in a while. If you're constantly drinking too much, your body just degenerates. Your liver starts failing. You start getting necrosis.
Oh, I'll say this. I took my children to Laser Blazer with their cousin to have, you know, a laser fight. And they're in there playing, and I'm sitting there with the four-year-old. And we're playing a few of the, you know, games where you roll the ball up and it goes in the holes. I forget the name of that. What's that called? Skeet ball. And I look over and I see the Coca-Cola fountain. And I was like, you know, I haven't had one in like 2 years or literally. I went and got one. It was really good. But about an hour later after that, I went to my parents. Hadn't felt that exhausted in a year. And it was like, wow, that fructose high fructose jacked me up, brought me down, and I don't want to do that again.
Well, you're right. I mean, there's a new study just released today that was talking about giving vaccinations to kids and said, well, some of these vaccinations when they're real young is bad for you, but when it's older, it's okay because it doesn't affect the system as much. And, you know, I'm reading here where the doctor's actually saying, yeah, when you give it to him, I'm reading it directly from the study. Though the seizures are scary for parents, they're not really very dangerous and do not lead to later epilepsy or seizure disorders. So we give you a vaccination and you have a seizure. It's scary, but hey, so is a theme park. I mean, it's my God. It's like, oh, well, you know, the kid had a seizure when you had that.
Stop right there. Stop right there. This is how conditioned I am. I want to just stop. We need to get a drum roll. I'm not big on sound effects, but we need a claps for our guest. I want to get those loaded in like applause, but you're a drummer. You're a great drummer. Why don't we pull in some well, just find me on YouTube a drum roll for this real quick. Because listen, folks, I saw the study last week and didn't even cover it. That's how conditioned I am. I already know the inserts for 30 years or plus have said it can cause narcolepsy, degenerative diseases of the brain, neurological disorders. All this stuff can cause epilepsy, narcolepsy. I've shown you the news headlines. But now they're saying give two-year-olds painkillers, have them go to sleep, because the vaccines are so powerful now. A lot of people are having seizures right there, and the doctors like it when you just go home, have the seizure, then they can take your kids and say they had a seizure because you beat them, do a CAT scan, show blood on the brain from the autoimmune response. That's a double goodie. Then once they take your kid from you, they can really murder them with vaccines and drugs. The real party can start. As Texas doctors went public, WOAI investigation, the average foster child is on 7 drugs on average. And the doctor said, then they start having the seizures, and we put them on anti-seizure medication. And the state just gets more and more money. It's like just a feast of murder. But the average doctor's not a murderer. They're just doing what the system tells them, but the system knows what they're doing. But here he is. They've now come out and said, it's normal to have a seizure. Everyone has seizures. It's good to have a seizure. Bite your tongue off. And but you're not going to get it permanently when the insert actually says it. Were we able to find a drum roll? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead if we found one and play one so Dr. Gold can go to the study and give you time to pull. Oh, we don't have it. Don't worry about it. It's all right. I'll pull one up right here. It doesn't matter. Go ahead and tell us about the study, because it's just normal to have a seizure. Barbie has cancer. It's fun. It's the new freedom.
Well, it's just a febrile seizure, which means it's because you have such a high fever. So you took this vaccination. It's not that you have a real seizure. It's just that you have such a high fever as a result of this wonderful thing they're giving you that your body goes into a seizure. And it says, it might be very scary for parents, but they're not dangerous. You have such a high fever, your body's in seizure, but it's not dangerous. It's all very good for you. And it's not going to lead to long-term effects. But maybe we should wait till they're older to give them this thing so they can handle a little bit better. It wasn't good for you when you're younger. How is it much better for you when you're older? It's just the whole thing in there. Well, don't worry. Don't be scared. It's just that your kid has a really super high fever. I've had fevers many times. My kids have had fevers. They've never gone to seizures. How high does this fever have to be in this very helpful thing?
Oh, there's your drum roll.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty good, but I mean, we need like they're about to execute somebody. It's like, march the child up here. Seizures, seizures, get your seizures, get your autism. We can take it from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58. You want seizures? You want brain damage? We've got it. And don't listen to those kooks that don't like it. There's nothing like pediatric cancer up over 10,000%. How about some UN Agenda 21? How about some open borders? How about 50 million? People right now on some form of food stamps. That's how about we ship the jobs to China and you pay for it. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. It's the new world order. It's the greatest, super best thing you could ever imagine in the whole wide world. Go ahead, Dr. Gold.
Well, you go on and on with this, and it sounds funny when you start adding it together, but the reality is these are the things that it's just overwhelming for an average parent because they want to listen to the doctor, and the doctor probably thinks they're doing the right thing. But somewhere along the food chain of this, somebody's got to say to themselves, wait a second, one out of 58 boys is having autism. isn't somebody looking to find the reason why? I mean, when's it going to be 1 out of 40 and 1 out of 35 and 1 out of 8 and 1 out of 2? And then it's everybody. I mean, isn't somebody worried? I mean, it's kind of like when it gets closer and closer and closer, 1 out of 50 kids has autism. And we don't. And when somebody says, well, maybe it's the vaccines, they say, well, that parent's just disgruntled that their kid has autism, and they're trying to find somebody to blame. Isn't somebody else looking for what's causing it?
Unbelievable. Stay there. I want to go into a fourth hour of Overdrive here to take your calls. We're going to Ivel and others. Step right up. You want brain damage? You want cancer? Government injection. You know we're the government with Tuskegee. We didn't stop there. How about some DU for the troops? That's right, you'll be begging for more fluoride. You'll be begging for mercury. You'll be begging for radioactive isotopes. They dump at every major city and town water supply under the name fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, it's totally normal. It's totally cool. And Alex Jones and Dr. Gold are bad for not liking it. It's good for your children to have seizures. It's good to worship the government. Don't listen to the founding fathers. Trust them. Take more shots. Eat McDonald's. Walmart loves you. Ship the jobs. Ship GM and Cadillac to China. Pay for it in the process. It's totally good. I love it. I apologize for not loving it.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Diesel owners, had enough of hard starts, poor fuel mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer? Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all tractor supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516 or go to hotshotsecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just put on bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes.
Jerry Reed, a great guitarist.
The boys up there stick in Atlanta.
And then there's beer in Texarkana.
We'll bring it back.
I love the end of the song where he says, old Smokey's got his ears on. And he's hot on your trail. And he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Crank it up right here. Best part. Not even have children, they're just zombies. I'm evil. I'm bad. I'm insane. Because I know they're attacking us. Part of the eugenics operation. Dr. Corey Gold's our guest. Look, off and on, I've been telling you. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, all available at InfoWarsTeam.com with discounts when you purchase it. There and sign up to be part of the InfoWars team. You can get discounts, wholesale, free shipping, InfoWarsTeam.com. Find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a phone number right there on the site. I want to jam in some more calls. Ival in Texas, welcome to the airwaves. I'm sorry about my outburst earlier.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. You woke me up 6 years ago, and you've changed my life, the life of my family, and many of my friends. So I just want to
Well, thank you, my brother. I know I'm evil, though. Children need mercury.
Well, a couple things. First thing, my wife and I, because of what we see happening with the economy in America, been looking for some places to possibly move to just escape the New World Order for a time.
Don't do that. Anyway. Just drink big gallons of mercury. And it's good. I'm being sarcastic. It'll kill you, but they say it's good for you.
That brings me to my next point. We landed on Singapore and maybe Chile and then discovered that Singapore, if you don't vaccinate your kids, they'll arrest you and put you in jail for 6 months.
No. Singapore is New World Order Command Center, supreme level.
Okay. Well, and then we landed on Chile, and we actually decided that it might be a good place, but my wife is pregnant and
look, I think the U.S. is one of the best places to be. You want to be right up underneath the dragon's pink belly. It doesn't even see you down there. In fact, you might even think you're its baby down there. The point is, we're America. Stand and fight here. The globalists are all getting out because they know they've committed crimes. Corey Gold, what's your take on that?
I still stay here. There's a lot of people in America who want the right thing to happen for this country. I think we have the best chance here.
Yeah, there's a Secrets of Survival. I think it's the best interview I've done. It's an hour and a half long. It's up on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Secrets of Survival with Joel Skousen. And we go, and he recommends, he says, the best place is here because this is where we've got the most awake people. You understand? Other countries, they don't have an allegiance to you. You can't really communicate with them. But from what I've heard, of some of the better spots, Chile is one of them.
Hey, just real quick, an encouragement to your listeners. My wife and I and a couple of my friends, we went to Senate District Conventions on Saturday to fight for Ron Paul. And you can rah-rah-rah all day and talk about how much you love Ron Paul. But if you don't get out to these conventions, you know, that's really where the fight is at. If we had 10 or 15 more people, we could have gotten all of our people on the state delegate's plate. But,
well, folks heard Rand, you know, the senator, on last week, and his son. And we've had the victory by injecting real issues. And now the media is all freaking out going, Mitt Romney's been pulled to the right by all this and pulled to the libertarian area. And, oh, how will he get his carbon taxes and gun control through? They'll make him do it. You know. Again, Ron Paul, what he's done, what you've done, is a victory, 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 victory. But I'd be lying to you if I told you he was going to be president now. They stole it in the first few states. Okay?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.